I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
1400 Smith Street was a state-of-the-art skyscraper in Houston. Enron Broadband Services was housed on the 15th floor. There were 50 in total. Most of the middle and upper floors were for energy and trading. That's where Enron made their money. The top floors? That was for the execs. Skilling, Lay, Lu Pai, Rice, and Fastow. Enron was on the verge of announcing $40 billion profit for the year. That is, when workers like me get their finalized accounts signed off. Enron's latest announcement, however, was to the city of Houston. Enron was building another skyscraper adjacent to 1400 Smith Street at 1500 Louisiana Street. Same height, same style, connected by a completely glass skywalk. Pretty fucking cool.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
I'm from EBS on the 15th floor. I'm, accounts. I'm finance manager. I'm just waiting on a few of my accounts to be submitted.
You want me to chase those up for you?
No. Is Mark here?
Mark?
Yeah.
Do you have a last name?
Yes.
Y-A-double-S?
Y-A-double-S, yeah.
We don't have a Mark Yass.
I think the person who handles what we kind of work on is called Mark. He'll be familiar with what we're doing and stuff if I could just... Yeah.
But it's not Mark Yass.
I guess not.
Well, do you have a last name?
Do you have a Mark up here?
Yep. Yeah, we do.
Could you maybe just get him to give me a call or come down to 15? I'm Jim Yang. I'm the finance manager at
Broadband Services. Yep, got it.
Message.
Jim Yang, we're heading to... Where are we heading?
We're going to Abyss.
Ah, okay, we're heading to Abyss. I didn't hear if we got our work signed off or if there's an audit or whatever. I guess you're still at the office. So. You can tag me in if you want. And not right now, but like tomorrow. I can do some of the work, but yeah. I know you like to do it all. But whatever, it's just like call me or come meet us. Or yeah. I want to see you before Christmas. That would be cool. But also cool if not. We can catch up in Vegas, okay?
99 cents. Only at Taco Bell.
To another one. All new Furbies. Each sold separate.
The tasty new Burger King Big Kids meal with more fun food. Like...
That cell phone is going to start hurting your eyes.
No, it's not, Mom.
What are you doing on there? Texting?
Where did you learn the word texting?
Texting? What's texting?
It's cell phone mail. Cynthia sends the text, the messages to her new boyfriend from California because he's got one of those as well.
Of course he does. Some California crackpot poisoning her mind. She was better off with Pete. You know it, and I know it.
Didn't Pete shoot her in the hip?
Did I say Pete was perfect?
Jim, no more cell phone. It's Christmas. Larry, turn the game off. We're going to say grace. Larry.
Maud, I'm doing it. I'm just getting in my seat. Can I get in my seat?
Yes.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Loving God, bless all those gathered here today as we come together in friendship and fellowship and family. Thank you for the blessings of our individual and collective God-given gifts. Place in our hearts the desire to make a difference to our families, to our community, to our country, and to the many cultures and peoples worldwide. Bless my son Jim. And that big old brain of his you gave him so kindly, Lord. Bless him for his advice and help to look after our money that we worked so hard for, Lord. Bless him. And bless Maud for this beautiful ham. I'm drooling already. Amen.
Okay, so listen up. Listen up. Can everybody hear me? No. This is our private jet to Las fucking Vegas, baby!
Oh, viva Las Vegas, bitch!
Las Vegas, buddy!
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Okay, you each have assigned seating, but once this baby is in the air, drinks will be served to your seat, or you can use the air lounge bar!
All right!
Hey.
Okay, now what I want you to
do...
Hey.
How was your Christmas?
It was great. Well, it was good. It was just Christmas. What about yours?
Pretty cool. I saw my family. I saw my friends.
Nice. Nice. Sorry, I missed your calls and stuff. I've been, like, super, super busy, and I only just got all my work submitted.
No, I get that. I was out, and I got excited.
Yeah.
The work is all good now, though, right?
Yeah.
Did you track down Mark? Mark Yass?
I got it wrong. There is no Mark Yass.
Oh. It's comforting to know that Jim Yang can be wrong from time to time.
I mean, I'm kind of wrong. Not that wrong.
What seat?
17B. What about you?
Oh, boo. I'm 11B.
All right, come on, let's go. All aboard. Next time you'll be in Houston, it'll be a new millennium. Does that blow your freaking mind? Let's go.
Sorry, excuse me. Thanks. 15, 16,
17.
Hey. 17B.
Hey, 17B. I'm 17A. Champagne?
Yeah, sure.
There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Pikachu.
Pardon me?
Your Nokia. Pikachu. My son has that.
Hmm. How old's your son?
14.
Right. It's a joke. I don't really play Pokemon anymore. It gets old.
As do we.
Right. Jim, broadband services.
Mark, accounting and finance.
You're Mark.
I'm Mark.
Hey, I'm the finance manager, EBS, Jim Yang. I left a message with the desk on the 8th floor.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, man. I've been off for the holidays.
You've been going over my accounts, my work.
What department?
EBS.
Broadband?
Yeah.
I don't recall doing any work on EBS. I do CRMS. I do project development and management. I do some stuff for the exec, but yeah, I don't think I've done anything for you guys.
Huh.
Well, how's it going at EBS?
Yeah, Good. Exciting. New frontiers.
You guys working on that Blockbuster deal?
Totally. It's, yeah, great tech. Great tech.
I bet.
Are there any execs or anyone on your team called Mark?
Nobody. I'm the only Mark.
Right. Because we keep getting requests for our numbers to be marked or, like, I don't know, like, mark them up and...
Oh. It's, no, that's not a person.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
Mark-to-market accounting.
Mark-to-market?
Yeah.
What is that?
Profit speculation.
What?
Well, the profits are estimates based, well, usually based on acquisitions. Take the Blockbuster deal, for example. That's made, I think they said, $100 million.
No, it hasn't.
No, you're right. It hasn't. But with mark-to-market accounting, it has.
But it hasn't. It's actually losing a lot.
Not when you look at it the way we do.
What? How?
Because, well, we assess the profit capabilities of each project and contract, right? Like, we got a plant in India. I think it's coal, maybe? It doesn't generate any power. Yet. But when it does, India? Shit, man, that's like millions of people. So Enron calculates that profit and writes it up on the books.
Wait, the books for 1999?
Yeah.
But where's the money?
Come on, man, there's money. It's just, well, they're assets, man. It's in the future. It's growth. This is next level. This is Enron.
Yeah. This is next level.
Only at Enron, buddy.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, once you've signed the NDA, step through this door. That's it. Okay, come through. Come one, come all. This is some top secret shit. Area 51 for the tech industry, am I right? Okay, this way, sir. Just through here. Behold,
look at this place.
The future.
Look at this place.
1.2 million square feet, 1,500 engineers, military-grade security, over 1 mile of power spines, using 100 megawatts of solar power. That is enough, my friends, to power 17,000 homes in the United States. 10, 200 feet high, 1,000-ton HVAC cooling units. Outgoing lines with a 9-millisecond connection to Los Angeles and a 14-millisecond connection to New York. Every eBay purchase, every music download, every email, every Ask Jeeves, every Google search, every MSN message, every chat room message, every single byte of data in the United States of America will come through this site and others like it. This, my friends, is how we control the internet.
Pretty
fucking cool.
This is insane. I feel tiny. I feel like a freaking ant or something.
It's pretty fucking cool. That's what it is. We need to buy more stock.
Hell yeah, we do.
Whoa, Cora, your nose.
What?
Your nose is bleeding.
Whoa, sprung a leak. Cocaine at altitude. I called it.
Shit. You got a Kleenex?
Here. I got a napkin from the flight.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Jeez. Gross.
Hey, who's got the coke? The cocaine?
You're looking at him.
Are you?
What?
Is somebody expanding their horizons?
No way.
I've worked hard, you know, and I'm tired and it's the end of the fucking millennium.
Yes, yes, yes.
So are you gonna do it? Big Doug gets to break your coke virginity. Let's do this!
It feels great and cool.
Great and cool?
Yeah.
You're more of a numbers guy than a words guy, right?
I guess so. I just feel really me. I feel this is the most me I've ever been. I mean, is this the cocaine or is this the year 2000?
I think it's the cocaine because it's still 1999.
Oh, okay.
How's your thing?
My thing?
Your Fight Club. Tyler Durden, Imaginary Land.
Oh, that. I don't even care about that right now. How are you?
Excited.
About what?
Everything. I think that... Hey, Jim.
What?
I'm gonna kiss you.
You're what?
I'm gonna kiss you.
When?
Next year.
That's funny.
I'm serious.
Okay. I'm serious. I'm serious too.
Shut up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, this way.
I'm coming.
Oh, shit, Enron folk, go the other way, the other way.
Oh, wait, in here.
This is a cleaning closet.
I thought this was your room.
Come on.
Oh. Do you ever feel like you're in, like, a moment that feels real now, but you know that in a day and maybe a week it'll feel like a different time?
No, I feel a lot of stuff, Jim. And I think a lot of stuff, but unlike you, I choose to do a lot of stuff. Oh, shit.
Whoa, it's the finance fucks. Hey, where are you guys going?
We were looking for
Jim,
you guys.
Jim, you gotta come here.
I can't. I just...
We gotta go.
Jim, come on.
Bye, Doug.
That's Fastow.
Fastow? What?
That's Fastow, and they're skilling.
The fucking CEO?
Shh, wait.
What are they doing here?
They're hanging out with Enron fucking broadband fucking services. That's what they're doing.
Holy shit. Is this how people feel when they see J-Lo or Will Smith or something?
Look at those guys. This is like a Rolex convention.
Hey, Martinez.
Yes, sir.
Who are these young bucks? Little Enron Lings running about the lobby causing havoc, I hope.
Sir, this is Jim Yang and Cora Campbell, part of the finance and accounting team on 15.
Hello, sir.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year. So, those accounts, how are they looking? No red, I hope?
No red, sir.
We see Enron's allergic to red, that's why. Ha! We're colorblind. We can't see red. All we see is green, 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 green! Am I right, sweetie?
Damn right, sir.
That's good. It's good. Great job. Great fucking job. Us boomers are steering the ship, and one day we're gonna pass that wheel over to you young guns just like our fathers did to us.
Yep.
Don't fear the high seas or the storms. Just fucking ride those waves with Enron in your heart. And hey, one other piece of advice, okay? One other piece of advice. Keep paying out the expenses for us execs.
Even my wife and her friends dying out in the Enron dollar, and if the accounts can survive her, they can survive anything.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Great year. $40 billion.
Spectacular. Fucking spectacular.
Enjoy your evening.
I sure will. Keep those expenses coming. She'll never forgive me if you don't. Hey, it's all on you guys, or it's my ass. My ass. My ass. My ass.
Any word from the logistics team on the YAS account?
Anything on YAS?
If I can clear the M-YAS account payments, then I can relax.
M-YAS.
You think that could be Mark? M-YAS.
Y-A-double-S.
Y-A-double-S. Yeah. Yeah, hey, Cora. I'm still not feeling so good. Yeah, probably the coke. Yeah. I'll meet you for breakfast for... Hello? My ass. An Enron account that received hundreds of thousands of dollars, no questions asked, was called my ass. Every account that never really added up. There were companies that took on mountains of Enron's debt, all of which had some bullshit name. For whatever fucking reason, they were mostly Star Wars related. Jedi LP, Chuco Investments, Kenobi Inc., Obi-Wan Holdings. I hated that new movie so much, I missed these phony accounts from right under my fucking nose. With this and mark-to-market accounting, to me, Enron looked about as legitimate as a telemarketing scam or an evangelical church. Remember when I said that this part of my life was where I was happy? That was all gone. Enron just felt like a time bomb. And I was the only guy that could hear the ticking.
My ass. Pretty classy, huh, Sunshine?
You're following me.
I ain't following nobody. I'm a watcher. I just watch. It looks to me like Enron broke your little heart.
Were you gonna tell me?
Tell you what? That they're frauds? Maybe.
So what does this mean? For them?
Who's them?
The company. Morris Capital.
It don't mean a whole heap of shit for them, Sunshine.
The accounts are all lies, Staten.
Hey, you remember my name.
How can I hand over money from a company that's going to have the SEC crawling all over it?
I can't believe you remember my name. I'm tired.
Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go to my actual home.
Jim.
What?
Want me to tell you something that'll make your life, like... 9 or 10% better?
Oh yeah, what's that?
There's a guy like you. A guy they use. Well, guys, actually.
Really?
Morris can only communicate with times that have the internet. So, they found a guy. In 92. He deposits money in their account. Just like you.
What? Who is he?
I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you... The money he handed over... From Escobar.
Pablo Escobar?
That's right. Cash reserves of Pablo Escobar. There's another guy. 8 years from now. Taking Wall Street money and transferring it to Morris. Some crash, some fraud that's gonna happen. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying?
They take dirty money.
They take dirty money, Sunshine.
What? Happens to Enron?
I can't tell you that. Not because I don't wanna, but because I don't know. I'm just a street sweeper from Lake Charles. Ellis knew stuff, but that was a whole deal she had with them.
The whole future internet server thing.
Yeah, that's right. Her Bible. I have a different deal.
What's that?
I'm more short-term knowledge, the little things. Here, watch. Put 20 bucks on red 21.
You serious?
Do it, quick. I know she was 500 pounds and all, but I got more greed than Ellis. I don't want an education. I want money.
Red 21.
Oh my God, congratulations.
Thanks.
Unbelievable.
You can have more than 700 bucks from a sleazy Vegas casino, Jim.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, sunshine.
Did Ellis have to die?
Ellis had to die.
Because of the water. The ripples.
Yeah. Guess so. Stealing 6 years of life. That's risk. Morris Capital doesn't like risk.
If Morris Capital doesn't like risk, then maybe they shouldn't steal money from the past.
I'll be sure to impart that pearl of wisdom.
Place your bets.
I want money.
You can have it.
But I want a life. Not just Enron, but friends, a wife, a family.
Nuh-uh. No children.
But I can have a wife?
The accountant wants a wife, huh?
Double bets.
Get me money. Get me a life without, you know, I don't want to fuck up future generations or whatever, but I need a map. A map of what's okay to do, where's okay to go, who's okay to...
To fuck?
I don't know.
Sunshine, you want a treasure map? They can get you a treasure map.
Deal?
Deal.
That's how I started the 21st century. $700 up, and the offer of a new life. Would that life involve Cora? I mean, who fucking knew? My job was to move Enron's money and play by the rules. My reward? Well, I get to live, so that's nice. And now that life would have all the good fortune that fate would allow. The company, Morris Capital, had more power than I could have ever understood. But if white-collar criminals like them can communicate with the past, you bet the FBI can too.
We need clearance to engage. Requesting clearance to engage the target. Bravo, give me an answer. Okay, moving in.
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Sharon D. Clark as Alice Coney, Mike Capozzola as Doug Martinez, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.